Hello everyone.
大家好。
Maybe before we begin, let us pray and commit the time to God again.
咁我哋開始之前咧，我哋一齊安靜，將時間交託俾神。
Our Heavenly Father,
我哋親愛嘅天父
，Thank you for this beautiful morning.
多謝你俾我哋美好嘅清晨。
Indeed, your mercies are new every morning.
的確咧，你嘅憐憫、你嘅恩慈咧，每一日都係每早晨都係新嘅。
Yeah, no matter what we have experienced in the week,
無論我哋過去一週經歷咗啲乜嘢
，or struggles that we are still going through,
又或者我哋而家仍然經歷緊嘅一啲掙扎
，today we commit them to you.
我哋今日就將佢哋全然交託俾你。
And we pray that you be in our midst.
我哋求你喺我哋嘅當中。
And I pray that you also give me the strength to share my testimony.
亦都求你賜俾我力量啦，去分享我見證。
And all glory to you, Yahweh.
愿一切嘅荣耀都归俾你，亚伟。
阿门，
阿门。
Okay, for those who don't know, my name is Beverly.
咁如果大家仲未认识我咧，我嘅名叫做 Beverly。
I come from the Singapore Chinese Church.
咁咧，我系喺我哋新加坡嘅中文分会嗰边嚟嘅。
Yeah, before I begin, I want to thank the pastors for giving me the opportunity to share today.
咁咧，就首先我都想多謝牧師們，佢哋都邀請我今日有呢個機會去分享啦。
So my testimony is linked to my parents' testimony, inevitably.
咁咧，我嘅見證咧係無可避免，一定會同我父母嘅見證係有相關嘅。
Because it is because of them that I get to grow up in church.
咁係因為我嘅父母，我先至能夠從細喺教會度長大。
So my father knew of Singapore Chinese CDC when he was a youth.
咁其實我爸爸咧，早喺佢少年嘅時代已經認識我哋喺新加坡嘅中文教會噶啦。
However, you know, he meet his girlfriend and he wants to get married and he left the church.
咁但係咧，因為當時佢就認識咗女朋友啦，咁佢又想結婚啦，咁佢慢慢咧就離開咗教會啦。
And only when I was born and when I was 3 years old.
咁直到我出咗世，我三歲嘅時候咧。
So that is 2003.
咁嗰時就係2003年。
Something very serious happened if you remember.
咁我相信大家應該知道當年發生咗咩事啦。
Yes, because of the SARS pandemic, my parents, their job had to stand down.
咁因為呢個SARS嘅疫情啊，當時我父母嘅工作都要停止啦，暫時。
And they suddenly found themselves very free.
咁佢哋發現突然間好多時間，好得閒喎。
And they also started questioning what is the meaning of life.
咁佢哋都開始去諗究竟人生嘅意義係乜嘢咧
？As they thirst for the word of God, and they listen to Pastor Eric's sermon on the website.
啊，咁當時咧，佢哋內心就好渴慕神嘅話語啦，亦都開始咧透過教會網站去聽張希和牧師嘅一啲講道。
God arranged a coincidental meeting.With them and this sister from the church again.
咁神就安排咗一个好似好偶然嘅机会咧，好巧合地就俾我父母咧再一次见翻一个我哋当时教会嘅位姊妹。
And from there on, they went back to church, and I grew up in church.
咁就系从嗰时开始咧，佢哋重新踏翻入教会啦，参加翻教会，亦都系因为咁，我就开始参加每个礼拜聚会啦。
So I've always treated Sunday school.Like normal school.
咁其實我一路咧，對主日團契、主日學咧，就睇為好似翻學咁樣嘅，平日翻學咁樣。
So I'll be serious, listen to the teacher, take down notes.
咁我就好認真啦，我好認真聽老師講嘅嘢，甚至都會記筆記嘅。
Partially, it may be because I'm a generally competitive student.
咁其中一個原因咧，可以因為我本身嘅人咧，就係比較競爭多嘅一個人啦。
I want to be able to answer all the quizzes and the memory verses.
咁我就好想自己咧可以每一条问题我都识答，然后咧亦都可以记住晒所有要背诵嘅经文。
Yeah, but I also felt that this sounds like the right thing, and I want to do the right thing.
咁同时咧，我又觉得啊，佢哋所讲嘅嘢系听落去就系似系啱嘅正确嘅嘢，而我都好想做正确嘅嘢。
And growing up, my mom has been my biggest guide.
咁其實當我成長嘅過程咧，我媽媽就係嗰位最大引導我嘅嗰位。
So she is very nurturing, and she will use every opportunity she can to teach me and draw me back to God.
咁咧，佢會利用每一個機會啊，去培養我啦，去教導我，將我嘅注意力咧擺翻喺神嗰度。
So with the influence that she has on me, I slowly also experienced God for myself through dreams and prayers.
咁因為我媽媽對我嘅影響咧，我自己慢慢都開始經歷到神，而且咧，我往往係透過一啲嘅夢啦，同埋我嘅禱告裡面經歷到神。
Early on, one of the most poignant dreams was in primary school.
咁喺好早期咧，其中一個我印象最深刻嘅一個夢境咧，就係喺我小學嘅時候。
When I was primary school, my family would like to go down to the swimming pool area to look at the stars after dinner.
咁喺我小學年代咧，我哋一家人好中意食完飯，一家人就落去樓下嗰個游泳池旁邊啦，去欣賞嗰啲星星。
And mostly because of this, I dreamt that I was at the pool and looking at stars.
咁可能因為呢個緣故咧，我嘅夢境裡面咧，我都係發夢我哋係喺個泳池旁邊，然後咧就喺度觀賞緊星星嘅。
But in this dream, what happened was, as I was looking at the stars, suddenly there were two bright arrows pointing up and down.
咁但喺个梦境里面咧，当我哋明明喺度睇紧星星嘅时候，突然间咧就有两个好光嘅箭嘴，又向上指同埋向下指嘅。
And after that, a bright light swooped down onto the ground from the sky.
咁然后咧，突然间就有好强嘅光咧，直接咁向地面咁冲落嚟。
And suddenly, many people were gathered at the poolside.
咁然後一下子咧，就好多人都聚集咗喺呢個泳池旁邊啦。
So I remember there was a man somewhere in front, and a lot of people crowded, and we all cannot speak.
咁我仲記得喺夢境裏面咧，就有一個男士企喺前面，然後咧好多嘅人都圍觀啦，好密集啦，但係我哋個個都講唔到話嘅喎。
When I woke up from the dream, I started to think that.I think maybe this is referring to Jesus' second coming.
咁當我喺夢境裏面醒過嚟之後咧，我當時就喺度諗啊，會唔會呢個夢其實就係指向耶穌佢第二次要再嚟嘅時候咧
？But don't take my word for it. I don't know if this is going to be true.
咁但係當然啦，大家就唔好單憑我咁講，你就當真係咁樣具體發生啦，係啦。
But of course, that's when I start to feel that the Bible has some truth in it.And the reality of God becomes more and more real to me.
而只不過係因為藉住一個夢咧，我開始覺得啊，聖經入面講嘅嘢其實可能真係有佢真理嘅部分喎，而且咧，我開始感受到神嘅真實啦。
So as a result, as I grew up, I learned to read more of the Bible consistently, to pray, and to do quiet time.
咁然後當我繼續成長嘅時候咧，我就開始比較穩定嘅去讀聖經啦。我學習去安靜禱告，每日都有靈修嘅時間。
So fast forward, sometime when I was about 15 years old.
咁而家即係去向前係啦，快速咁向前幾年啦。咁我到15歲嗰時咧
，Pastor Catherine, asked if I was interested to join this commitment training.
咁啊 ，Catherine 牧師咧，新加坡教會嘅牧師咧，咁佢就問我啊，你會唔會有興趣參加呢個委身訓練咧
？So commitment training is this training that the pastors will give to tell you more about baptism.
咁其實委身訓練咧就係牧者們佢哋會去為到嗰啲想準備洗禮嘅人咧去預備，俾佢哋明白多啲洗禮或者受浸嘅意義。
And I think the timing of Pastor Cat was quite perfect because it was at that time that I was also thinking about joining this training.
咁我覺得咧，Catherine 牧師當時問我嘅時間真係好奇妙，因為就係嗰段時間我開始有去思考，我都去想去參加咁樣嘅一個訓練。
So I agreed, and then I attended for about 15 sessions of the training.
咁於是我就同意咗啦。咁然後咧，我就去參加咗有總共大概15課嘅呢個訓練。
And after finishing the training, I started to ponder more about whether I want to commit my life to God.
咁當我完成咗呢個訓練之後，我就真係去思考更加多，我想唔想將我嘅生命交託俾神咧
？So I thought about what has God done in my life.
咁我就去諗，究竟神喺我生命裡面做咗啲乜嘢咧
？Of course, I was only 15 years old. There's not much life.
咁當然啦，我嗰時只不過係15歲，可能你話我人生都唔係過咗好耐啫。
But I saw that God had planned a lot of things along the way for me to know Him.
但我覺得咧，神咧好似安排咗好多嘅事情咧，喺我人生嗰度每一步去引導我可以去認識佢。
For example, how my parents get to know this church.
就好似我父母當初點樣去認識我哋教會啦。
How I attended a Catholic primary school and a Christian secondary school.
然後我咧小學係一間天主教學校，中學咧就係間基督教學校嚟嘅。
And how in church, or my parents are able to mentor me and always remind me of God.
然後咧，無論喺教會啦，或者藉住我父母啊，都會常常有人去指導、引導我去記得、去思念神。
I remember one thought I had was the aunties and uncles in the church love me so much。
我記得咧，我當時有一個特別嘅意念咧，就係覺得哇，教會入面嗰啲叔叔啊、阿姨啊、個 uncle auntie 真係好錫我、好愛我。
And I realized that is actually God's love that is shown to me through them。
然後我就意識到，其實呢個正正就係神嘅愛，藉住佢哋去向我展示出嚟。
So at that point, I realized God is like a lover pursuing me relentlessly。
咁所以我當時嘅感受就覺得，哇！神就好似一個人追求我一樣咧，係唔間斷、唔死心咁要去追到我為止。
And I wanted to respond。
然後我真係好想去回應佢。
So at that time, about 16 years old, I wanted to get baptized。
咁所以到我大概16歲嘅時候咧，我就有意想去受浸啦。
But my parents were not approving。
但係咧，我父母反而唔係好同意喎。
Which is a very shock, big shock to most of us, I think。
咁我相信大家都可能一樣，就會覺得嚇好難以置信喎。
Usually you can't wait for your kids to get baptized or commit their life。
咁可能你作為父母，梗係哇等都等唔切有咁嘅機會係嘛？你嘅仔女想去委身俾神啦。
But they had their good reason。
但當然佢哋有非常好嘅原因嘅。
They thought that the knowledge I had of God was very intellectual。
佢哋咧覺得我對神嘅認識啊認知，全部都係個頭腦比較理性上嘅知識啫。
And they wanted me to experience more and experience God more first。
佢哋好希望我咧首先經歷神更加多。
So, but me being me, I was very stubborn and insistent。
咁但係我就係我啦，我係一個非常固執堅持嘅人。
So I still went ahead to tell the pastors, and we had an interview。
咁我仍然咧走去同牧师佢哋讲咧，就话啊，我想去受浸，然后咧就有嗰、那个洗礼前一啲嘅即系见面啊、倾谈嘅机会啦。
But I remember it was a very rushed meal because I had to go somewhere else after that。
但我记得嗰一次嘅会面咧，其实系非常之急促仓促嘅，因为我嗰时仲喺一齐食紧饭咁样见啦，咁然后我就之后仲要赶住去另一个地方咁样。
And that's when I realized。And it did not come into fruition。
咁最终当然啦，结果就系唔成功啦，就冇继续去。
And that was one of the first times I realized I like to run ahead of God。
咁亦都系藉住嗰次，我第一次发现咧，原来我个人啊，好中意咧跑喺神嘅前面嘅。
I guess the word would be 紧张。Yeah. What is it in English?
緊張。Yeah. I'm very anxious.
Yeah, very anxious. Want to get things done.
Okay. 咁所以我自己諗到個字就係，即係我個人好緊張，好著緊要啲嘢快啲完成咁樣。
But of course, God was not done. He did not give up on me.
咁但係當然啦，神咧係冇放棄過我。
When I went into junior college, I experienced more of God.
咁當我咧去到呢個初大專嘅時候咧，咁我就經歷神更加多啦。
So I joined this co-curricular activity or like a club。
咁我當時就參加咗一個好似學會啦，或者一啲課餘嘅活動。
It's a boys' brigade。But before you ask why girls can join boys' brigade, let me explain to you。
咁其實咧就係一個基督少年軍嘅一個活動。咁但係可能大家就會話：咦，唔係男仔參加嘅咩？點解一個女仔都參加嘅咧？咁
，So we act as mentors to the boys。
咁其實我哋咧係專係協助指導呢啲男仔呢啲兒童佢哋參加呢個基督少年軍嘅。
And I was part of the Christian Education Committee。
而我咧就係當時呢個基督教教育委員會嘅成員。
So we had to plan Bible studies and to lead worship sessions。
咁所以當時我哋就要去計劃一啲嘅查經嘅小組啊，或者一啲嘅敬拜嘅活動咁樣。
And this went on。Almost every other week。
咁而呢个基本上就每隔一周就会进行嘅。
So I remember at the end of the first year, I was very stressed and very tired。
咁所以我记得咧，当完成咗第一年之后咧，我就个人非常之有压力，好紧张，好攰啊。
Yeah, on top of academic work, there are all these clubs and activities to help out。
Yeah。因为除咗我自己学业啦，我仲有咁多呢啲社团活动啊，呢啲咁嘅课余活动。
And then I started to think to myself。I'm not even baptized yet. Why am I teaching other people?
跟住我就突然间去向自己问啦：，哎呀，我都未受浸，我做乜仲喺度教紧人哋圣经咧
who is going to believe me? I have not even committed my life. Why would they be convinced?
咁究竟邊個要相信我啫？我自己都未將生命交託俾神啦。咁佢哋又點解會覺得我所講嘅有說服力咧？
So that's when I start to rethink that. Yes, I should think about my commitment to God again.
咁亦都喺嗰時咧，我就突然間意識到啊，可能係時候我要重新考慮我同神之間我嘅委身呢個問題。
So at that time, at the end of the year, I was stressed and tired. I attended one of the camps, the retreats.
咁咧就喺我過咗呢一年，我已經覺得好大壓力、好攰嘅時候咧，我就參加咗一個退休營。
Yeah, sorry, I should specify it's like the club retreat, not church club retreat.
咁啊，我就要即係講清楚啦，就唔係我哋教會舉辦嘅一個，而係嗰個社團所舉辦嘅一個退休營會。
Yeah, but this club has the Christian aspect of it, so we would pray for one another, and someone was praying for me.
咁但因為呢一個係都係基督教嘅一個社團啦，咁所以咧當時我哋都有時間係會為彼此禱告嘅。咁當時就有人去為我禱告。
And this person prayed the verse 1 John chapter 4 verse 18 for me.
而當時咧呢個人咧就特別用到約翰一書四章十八節嚟為我禱告。
So especially in the first part that struck me.
咁特別去即係對我有震撼咧，就係呢節經文嘅頭嗰部分。
But let me read out the whole verse.
咁但我會為你讀曬長句啊。
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
愛裡沒有懼怕，完全的愛可以把懼怕驅除。
For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love.
因為咧懼怕含有刑罰，懼怕的人在愛裡還沒有完全。
So at that point, I started to cry.
咁就喺當時我就開始流淚啦。
Yeah, I was a bit too emotional at that time.
其實我嗰時都幾激動嘅。
But the main feeling I felt was that, oh, I can be broken in front of God.
但係我當時其實最深嘅感受咧，就係，哦，原來我喺神面前咧係可以咁樣完全破碎嘅。
Yeah, I felt that I had to hold everything up and fulfill expectations.
因為一直以嚟咧，我成日都覺得自己一定點都要死撐住，堅持住，然後咧可以滿足到唔同嘅期望。
But God didn't need me to do that.
但咧，其實神從來都冇要求我要咁樣。
He's ready to accept me as I am, broken with failures, weaknesses.
其實神咧，隨時都好樂意去接受我啊，就係我真實嘅境況。無論我係覺得好破碎啦，我有失敗軟弱嘅地方。
So this is the next lesson I learned to rely on God and not on my own strength.
咁呢一個咧就係我第二個學到嘅功課啦，就係我要去倚靠神，唔好倚靠自己嘅力量。
And with that, I continue to ponder about baptism, and I remember there was one sermon.
咁然後帶住呢一個經歷咧，我又繼續去思考即係委身嘅問題啦。咁我記得咧，當時有一篇嘅信息講到信息。
I cannot remember the content exactly, but the message I got was that we cannot be too busy. If not, we do not have time for God.
咁雖然我具體信息嘅細節內容我唔係好記得啦，但我記得當時有一個重點就係話，我哋咧唔可以令到自己太忙碌啊，忙碌到咧連俾神嘅時間都冇。
We need to learn to give up some commitments so that we can quiet down before God.
我哋一定要學習咧喺生活裡面啊，去願意放棄擺低某一啲嘅你忙碌嘅事情一啲係啦，你願意去花時間事情，以至你有時間去安靜去禱告。
And this really spoke to me because at that time I think I had 4 to 5 extra commitments apart from school.
咁其實當時呢個信息咧就非常之對我內心説話，因為我記得當時我起碼有4至5個課餘嘅活動嘅。
So after that sermon, I went to approach different people and I quit a few of my commitments.
咁其實嗰一次聽完呢篇信息之後咧，我就真係去同唔同嘅人去講話對唔住啦，我真係可能要係咯，暫即退出啦，我就唔可以參加咁多嘅嘢啦。
Of course, I'm not saying that you should quit some of the important commitments that you currently have.
咁當然我唔係話你哋都一定要就走去就退出放棄一啲你覺得好重要嘅事情啦。
But in my case, it was too overwhelming, and it is not actually for God.
咁但係喺我嘅情況裏面，我當時真係其實已經覺得係太多啦，即係壓住我，我已經應付唔到，而且咧，我當時忙嘅亦都唔係為咗神嘅。
So at that time, then I felt that okay, I have spent time. I know I'm ready to commit my life.
咁喺當時咧，我就發現啊，我而家終於有一啲我空餘嘅時間，我亦都覺得自己係預備好可以去將生命交託俾神啦。
And at the start of 2018, I got baptized.
咁所以咧喺2018年初咧，我就終於受洗啦。
So you might think, okay, end of story.
咁可能你諗，哦 ，okay， 咁而家故事結束啦。
And that's what I thought too.
咁我當時都係咁諗嘅。
I felt like all fairy tales and a wedding. You know, there's like a happy ending and yeah, happy ever after.
Yeah. 咁就好似我哋聽嘅童話故事啊，又或者好似去到講結婚啊，咁之後點啊？就從此過住幸福美滿嘅生活啦。
In fact, during my baptism, I remember feeling very at peace, and there was a strong wind, and then God was there.
咁我記得咧喺我洗禮嗰日咧，我當時真係心裏充滿呢個平安，而且咧當時有好強烈嘅一個風，我係好感受到神嘅同在係同我一齊嘅。
And I thought that would, you know, this is my new life. I would stay like that.
咁我就諗，哇，呢個就係我新嘅生命，我覺得我應該會繼續保持咁嘅狀態嘅。
But of course, we know after baptism comes temptation.
但當然啦，我哋知道其實洗禮之後接踵而嚟就係試探啦。
But before I elaborate on this temptation period,
咁但係喺我繼續詳盡同大家分享關於呢個試探嘅呢段經歷之前咧
，Let me share what is the thing I've learned.
我首先同你分享我究竟從當中學咗啲乜嘢。
Baptism is really the merely the first step to a lifelong journey of growing and maturing.
其實洗禮咧真係只不過係第一步，係我哋人生一個漫漫長路，我哋要去繼續成長，繼續去成熟嘅一個第一步嚟嘅啫。
We may be concerned about not being good enough to be baptized or not ready enough to be a Christian.
可能有時候我哋會好擔心啦，我會唔會仲未夠好啊？我唔可以去受浸㗎，我根本就未準備好去成為一個基督徒。
I think we will never be ready and we'll never be good on our own effort.
但我可以告訴你聽啦，我相信我哋冇可能係話自己可以預備好，靠住我哋自己嘅能力咧，我哋永遠亦都唔會係做得夠好嘅。
To me, the decision to get baptized comes from realizing how much God loves us。
咁其實對於我嚟講咧，我當時決定要去受浸咧，反而係因為我真係明白到，我意識到咧神係幾咁愛我。
And then we just want to respond to His love。
而我亦都好想去回应佢呢份爱。
And we want to respond and please him by then growing to be like Christ.
而且我哋系想回应去讨神喜悦啦，亦都去继续去成长，变得越嚟越似耶稣基督。
But this is only by God's grace after we take the first step.
但呢个咧系要由我哋愿意行出咗嗰第一步，然后靠住神嘅恩典，我哋先可以做到嘅。
So what happened? What temptation did I experience?
咁究竟發生咩事咧？我洗禮後之後經歷咗啲咩試探咧
？Let me give you some background first.
咁我就俾大家啲背景啦。
So that year, after I got baptized, it was the most chaotic year because there's a major exam.
咁其實我受咗浸之後嗰年咧，對我嚟講係一個好混亂嘅，好混亂嘅一年啊，因為我當時有非常重要嘅考試啦。
So all of us were very stressed.And then there's also some kind of conflicts with friends.
咁所以其實我哋個個同學之間都已經好大壓力，而且咧我同朋友之間亦都有啲嘅衝突。
And the biggest thing that happened that year was that one of my friends committed suicide.
而嗰一年咧發生其中一樣最震撼我、最令我冇辦法接受嘅就係我有一個朋友自殺。
So in terms of emotionally, mentally, it was very low.
咁所以無論情感上啦，或者我嘅精神上狀態咧，都係非常之低落。
So when I reflect now, I realize that Satan did not tempt me directly.
咁所以我再去睇嘅時候咧，其實發現啦，撒旦啊，佢唔係好直接咁去引誘我試探我。
He did not put a big sign, do this bad thing.
咁佢唔係拎起一個好大嘅牌，然後咧就話啦，你快啲嚟做呢樣唔好嘅嘢啦。
But he created a lot of situations.Which made me slowly walk towards a wrong choice.
而係咧，佢佈滿咗好多好多嘅陷阱喺個環境嗰度啊落手，然後令我一步一步不知不覺咁樣行向嗰個錯誤嘅選擇。
And the wrong choice I made was that in all these very terrible situations, I relied emotionally on one of my male classmates.
咁其實我當時所做一個好錯誤嘅決定咧，就係當我已經情感上啊好需要支持扶持又好低落嘅時候咧，我卻係選擇將我嗰份依靠咧擺咗喺一位男性嘅同學嗰度。
And I think some of you all will know that, you know, the more you talk to someone, you share your feelings, you start to develop feelings for one another.
咁我相信大家都好明白啦，越你越同对方喺度倾诉心意啊，啊吐心声啊，咁其实你慢慢慢慢之间就会产生感情噶啦。
Problem is, he is not a Christian.
咁但系一个好大嘅问题咧，就系其实对方就唔系一个基督徒嚟嘅。
So the right thing or the normal thing to do is to not develop the friendship further.
咁其实应该正确去做有智慧嘅做法，就系唔好再让呢份嘅友谊再进深落去啦。
But obviously, I didn't do the right thing.
咁但系好明显啦，我当时就冇做呢个啱嘅抉择。
In my mind, I had this ideal that he can become a Christian.
咁就喺我嘅脑海里面，当然有一个非常理想化嘅图画，就系对方都会成为一个基督徒嘅。
And then I can date him.
咁我就可以同佢拍拖啦。
Yeah, but and so for quite a few months.I think that, well, this is God's will. I must try and convert him. I must keep sharing the word of God.
咁所以咧，好几个月咧，我心里面都系已经好立定心智，就觉得呢个一定系神嘅旨意嚟噶啦。神咧就系想我快啲努力向佢传福音，然后咧将佢转变、改变，等佢都成为基督徒啦。
I will misinterpret some signs, some verses to think that, oh, God is telling me, yes, I should continue to spread the word to him.
咁咧，我当时仲会甚至去曲解咗、误解咗一啲所谓嘅好似一啲嘅引证啊，或者从经文里面咧就会去睇错，就觉得啊神咧其实系叫我系啊，你要继续向佢传福音啊。
So this is very dangerous.
咁其实系非常之危险嘅状况啦。
So indeed, the Bible can be a double-edged sword.
所以咧，圣经点解话被神嘅话语话咧系一把双两刃嘅利剑咧？
If we read with the wrong intentions, we get the wrong message.
咁要我哋咧系带住错误嘅动机啊去读神嘅话语咧，你都可以读出一啲错误嘅信息出嚟。
And if I'm honest to myself, actually I felt very unpeaceful about the whole situation.
但系其实咧，如果我好坦诚咁去面对自己咧，我当时其实非常之缺乏平安嘅。
Thankfully, after going for combined church camp,
咁但系好感谢神啦，就系当我参加咗教会嘅联合营之后咧。
I decided I should keep my distance away from this friend.
咁我就知道我要决定啦，我要去同呢位朋友咧保持翻一定嘅距离。
But even though we were never official, never dated officially.
咁虽然我哋都从来冇话正式咁交往啦。
I think as a girl at the age of 18, 19, you're very emotional.
咁但系一个十八九岁嘅少女啊，都系非常之感情用事噶啦。
And I was very devastated.
咁其实当时我系真系成个人都好失落。
Also because I put so much hopes in it, thinking it was what God wanted.
同埋咧，因为我摆咗咁多嘅盼望、希望喺呢段感情，啊，觉得呢个就系神想俾我嘅。
But I thank God that because of many, many tearful nights.
咁但我非常之感谢神啦，就是、因为有好多晚啊流住泪咁样去过嘅时候
，I kept running to God and I mend my relationship with Him。
我反而咧就不断嘅跑翻去神嗰度，去投入佢嘅怀中啦。我终于去同神嘅关系咧去修补翻。
I also saw how deceptive my heart can be。
我亦都去睇到咧，哇！原来我自己嘅内心咧系几咁诡诈。
And I also learned the sweetness of being close to God。And being comforted by God,
我亦都學習到咧，哇！原來咧同神親近咧係咁甜蜜嘅，同埋我可以從神嗰度得著安慰。
So I realize now also that, when we are in our own mind, everything is very blur.
所以我都發現啦，原來只係靠我哋自己嘅理性、我哋嘅頭腦啊，好多嘢其實係好模糊不清嘅。
But if my desire is to align to God, everything becomes clearer and clearer.
但如果我真系内心嘅渴慕咧，系要将自己心思意念同神嘅旨意咧去吻合嘅时候咧，其实一切都会变得越嚟越清楚。
And I suddenly realize how deceitful the heart can be. It really struck me.
同埋我当时系去意识到，哇，人心系几咁诡诈嘅时候咧，真系对我好大震撼。
It's like you tricking yourself to believe something.
就好似你自己喺度呃紧自己啊，去相信某啲嘅嘢。
So, and that is actually already said in Jeremiah 17:9-10.
咁其实有一段经文咧，正正就系讲到呢方面嘅，就喺耶利米书啦，17:9-10.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?
人心比万物都诡诈，无法医治，谁能识透呢？
I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds.
我亚维是察透人心，试验人肺腑的，要照着各人的行为和各人所作的事应得的结果报应各人。
So I thank God for always watching over me and not letting me, you know, step too far.
咁所以我真系好感谢神啊，一路都去看顾保守住我，令到我咧唔会真系去走偏离得太远啊。
And I also thank God for the experience that then through this.I know God more personally and not just in my head.
我亦都好感謝神，我有呢段嘅經歷咧，令到我自從嗰次之後咧，我去認識神就唔再淨係頭腦上啊，反而我係真係經歷到佢。
Of course, after this incident, I start to be very wary about what is God's will.
咁當然啦，經歷咗呢件事之後啊，我就開始會非常謹慎，究竟乜嘢係神嘅旨意咧？
Yet there are still times I feel that I rush into decisions without prayerfully considering.
但是坦白讲，有时我都会有一啲嘅时间咧，系我自己又好冲动啦，赶住去做一啲决定咧，都冇首先去安静去祷告去寻求神心意。
I think it will be a continuous learning process to wait on God and to rely on God。
我相信咧，呢个都系一个好漫长要继续学习嘅功课啊，就系要即系好恒久持续咁样去等候神啦，亦都去依靠神。
So in this period of moving to Cambridge,
咁就喺过去我要去搬到去剑桥嗰度嘅时间咧
，I realised how stubborn I can be.
我又发现我自己原来系几咁固执。
I refuse to rely on God or wait on Him.
我又去拒绝咧去等候神啊，或者去倚靠佢啊。
Even though He's really all I have now, no family, no church.
虽然其实神就系我唯一嘅倚靠噶啦，因为我喺剑桥又冇屋企人啦，亦都冇教会喺身边啦。
I remember one very small incident.
咁我就記得一件好細嘅事情啊。
So in Cambridge we like to cycle everywhere.
咁喺劍橋我哋大部分都中意去踩單車咁樣嘅。
But because it's been raining a lot, my bicycle lock was very rusty.
咁就因為當時成日落雨啊，咁我嘅單車嗰個鎖咧其實已經變得生曬鏽。
So I had a lot of trouble opening it.
咁我就發現好難去開個鎖。
And I would just I remember I really parked my bike.
咁我記得我已經將我嘅單車停好噶啦。
And I wanted to lock it, and I wanted to unlock my lock so that I can lock it.
咁我當時就想打開個鎖，以至我可以跟住去鎖翻好佢咯。
And I just used all my might to just keep trying at it.
咁我就好用力咁盡力希望打開嗰個鎖。
Then in my mind, I was thinking, how about I just surrender it to God?
咁其实我嘅脑系有略过谂啊，不如我就真系降服将呢一切交托俾神啦。
But on the other side of my mind, said, let me try it first. Let me try it first.
但系咧，我脑另一边咧又有声音话，都系等我自己再试下先，再试下先。
So this is a very small incident, but this happens a lot. I think in other bigger situations.
咁咧，虽然我提呢个例子好似一件好微细嘅事情啦，但系其实咧类似嘅情况系不断发生，甚至喺一啲更加大嘅决定上，我都系咁嘅。
Yeah. So, on top of that, I think, another experience I had was, I joined a local church in Cambridge.
咁另一个经历咧就系我喺剑桥咁就揾到一间当地嘅教会咁去参加啦。
But they have some differences in their doctrine.
咁但系咧佢哋当然咧同我哋嘅信仰立场系有啲唔同嘅。
And they had a retreat camp with the theme with a doctrine that I don't agree with.
咁而佢哋當時咧又有一個退休營會咧，佢哋嘅主題正正就係一啲我自己唔係相信、唔係同意嘅一啲嘅信仰嘅教導。
So once again, I worry and I fear, and then I didn't surrender it to God completely.
咁所以我咧又開始落入自己嘅恐懼啊，我嘅憂慮當中啦，我又冇將呢一啲一切去交託俾神喎。
But I think at least I did ask a pastor back in Singapore about what's her opinion on attending.
咁不過最少咧，我都識得向翻新加坡教會嘅牧者去尋求一啲嘅睇下有咩意見，我應唔應該去參加呢個營會咧
？So she encouraged me. It's okay. Take this opportunity to know this church and the people in the church.
咁當時牧者咧就佢俾我嘅回覆咧就話都 OK 嘅，你不如就利用呢個機會咧去真係認識呢間教會，認識入面嘅弟兄姊妹啦。
So I thought that I was just going to attend and just be quiet throughout the camp.
咁我當時就諗啊，我會參加，咁我就保持沉默啦。
But when I arrived, The camp booklet first page says who are the persons to lead the small group discussion.
咁但我去達到嗰個營會之後咧，咁佢第一頁嗰本營手冊咧就寫咗一紮會幫手帶領小組討論嘅人嘅名。
And my name was there.
而我嘅名竟然就喺入面喎。
And I was so worried. I was like, how am I going to lead a discussion on something I don't agree with?
咁我當時就好憂慮啦。我點可能去帶領一個小組去討論一啲我自己都唔同意嘅話題咧
？But I think my worries were really unfounded.
但我諗翻轉頭，原來我呢啲嘅憂慮咧都係冇必要嘅。
I just tell God that.You speak through me. I don't know what to do.
我當時真係同神講，你就藉住我去說話啦。我真係唔知道應該點做啊。
And I think I somehow found a way to not go against what I believe in, but also manage to lead the discussion.
咁所以最終咧，好感謝神啦。我揾到一個方法咧，可以我又唔需要去妥協，去即係去講一啲根本我都唔相信嘅嘢，但我仍然可以帶領到呢個小組順利進行。
But of course, even after many experiences in life where God is always there to help me,
不過雖然經歷了更加多很多不同的經歷，我經歷到神怎樣去幫助自己，
I will often still feel anxious.
我都會經常很容易就焦慮的。
And that's why Philippians 4:6-7 is something I try to live out. Yeah.
咁所以咧，喺腓立比书四章六至七节咧，就一段我经常希望去活出嚟嘅经文
，which says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
腓立比书四章六至七节，应当毫无忧虑，只要凡事藉着祷告祈求，带着感恩的心。把你们所要的告诉神，这样神所赐出超过人能了解的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心思意念。
I like how the words here are so absolute.
我好中意啦，呢度嘅用词系非常之绝对嘅。
Do not be anxious about anything.
应当毫无忧虑。
And everything.
同埋咧，凡事嘅一切嘅事上
，submit it to God.
你都要去真係交托俾神，去降服喺神嗰度。
So even as I was opening the lock, God also cared.
所以就算關於我要開個鎖咁細嘅事，其實神都係好顧念噶。
So before I came to Cambridge, I was also given a book.
咁我喺嚟到劍橋之前咧，其實亦都收到一本書
，which is titled The Practice of the Presence of God.
呢本書嘅題目咧就係叫與神同在。
This was written by people, by Brother Lawrence and also some other people who were his brothers, like brethren in church.
Yeah, not this Lawrence.
No, not this Lawrence.
咁呢本書嘅作者咁啱都係叫 Lawrence， 不過係一個好有名嘅早期嘅屬靈前輩啦，一個勞倫斯，我諗係。咁咧呢位弟兄啦，同埋加埋另外有幾位唔同嘅作者去合著呢本書啦。
This brother Lawrence is from the 1600s.
係啊，咁其實呢位嘅勞倫斯弟兄咧，係喺1600個年代嘅，係17世紀係嘛
？So what this book talks about is how he is constantly in communion with God.
咁呢本書佢入面佢講到嘅就係佢點樣練習持續不斷嘅同神有呢份嘅交流。
So he's a chef, and while cooking, he'll be talking to God.
咁其實佢係一個廚師啦。咁當佢煮飯嘅時候咧，佢都係內心同神一路有對話喎。
He'll walk and he sees the nature and he prays God.
当他走在路上的时候，他见到大自然，他又内心发出赞美。
And he also explains how much joy he feels.
他都去经历，哇，因为这样的时候，他内心是几咁充满喜乐。
So this is something that I strive to learn.
咁呢个咧就系亦都系我而家好努力去学习嘅。
Yeah, and especially when so many things can be happening in our lives.
特別咧，係當我哋人生中都會經歷好多嘅事情發生咯。
It's not just about being quiet for 5 minutes, 15 minutes at the start of the day。
所以咧，就唔係話你一朝早起身啊，就係嗰5分鐘或者15分鐘，我安靜禱告。
But to be quiet and still, with God in mind throughout the day。
而係一整日落嚟咧，你嘅內心都係保持嗰份嘅安靜，嗰份嘅平靜喺神裡面。
So I share this as I'm still going through it.
咁當然我而家同大家分享，我其實仲係經歷緊學習緊啦。
Sometimes I would think about my PhD research and get very worried。
有時候一諗到我個博士嘅研究論文啦，嗰啲我都會好擔憂嘅。
Because there's no one to tell me what to do。
因為其實好似冇人話俾我聽應該點做咁樣。
Can you imagine you have to find a problem yourself and solve the problem yourself?
你自己可以想像一下，你要自己去找出一個問題，然後再自己找辦法去解決那個問題。
But this period is a really good opportunity to rely on God.
但是呢，這個階段也是一個非常好的階段，讓我可以去學習經歷神，依靠神。
When there's so much I don't know and I'm helpless, God is my only refuge and strength.
就是當我有咁多我唔知嘅嘢啊，我覺得好無助嘅時候咧，神佢就我唯一嘅避難所同埋我嘅力量。
And I also remind myself that since God has opened the way for me to be here，
我都去提醒自己啦。既然神開路咧，俾我嚟到呢一度
，My priority should be to do His will and to please Him。
我嘅人生嘅優先次序咧，應該就係要去做遵行神嘅旨意啦，同埋去討神喜悅。
And I realize that my fears and anxiety come about when I lose sight of this priority.
而我亦都發現咧，往往就係當我咧，呢個優先次序開始模糊啦，冇咗呢個優先次序嘅時候咧，我嗰啲嘅恐懼啊，我嘅焦慮就會出嚟啦。
And I was reminded of this verse recently in Galatians 1:10.
咁我最近咧都被提醒啦，就係加拉太書一章十節。
For am I now seeking the approval of men or of God?Or am I trying to please men? If I was still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
我現在是要得人的歡心，還是要得神的歡心呢？難道我想討人歡喜嗎？如果我仍然要討人歡喜，就不是基督的仆人了。
I'm thankful for the reminders that God sent my way.
我真的很感謝神，即是一路上都會有不斷有提醒。
Reminding me to stay focused and not let the anxiety get the better of me.
佢会提醒我咧，要去继续保持我嘅焦点啊，唔好让我嘅焦虑咧去胜过自己。
Sometime last week, someone from my local church in Cambridge shared something with me.
咁大概上个礼拜嘅时间咧，咁有一位系我喺剑桥所参加嘅教会嘅朋友就分享咗啲嘢俾我。
I was very surprised because.Out of nowhere, he started to talk about his job.
咁其實我當時都幾意外啦，因為好似好無緣無故，佢就開始就同我分享關於佢工作嘅情況。
He said that he tried for very long to find fulfillment in his job.
咁其實咧，佢就分享啦，佢咧花咗好長時間嘗試喺佢工作裏面去揾到嗰份滿足感。
But he realizes it's not possible.
但佢已經發現原來係唔可能嘅。
He also learned that we cannot identify with the job.
佢都發現咧，有時佢根本都冇辦法認同佢嗰份工作。
In his words, it was just do what you're supposed to do。
咁佢嘅表達就係話，你總之就去做你應該做嘅嘢啦。
So I thank God that he spoke through this church person and remind me that indeed I should not identify with my job。
咁我都好感謝神咧，好似藉住呢位朋友弟兄去分享。去提醒我啊！係啊，我自己都唔應該咧，淨係將我認同擺喺個工作嗰度。
And that true fulfillment can only be found in Him。
而依份真正嘅滿足咧，即係離唔開要喺神嗰度先揾到。
So, I think after all this sharing, my main two points will be
咁我諗我同大家分享咗咁多咧，我有兩個重點啦。
Things that I've learned and that I'm still learning.
就是我在过往的时间已经学到同埋我亦都继续要学的功课。
Not to run ahead of God.
首先就是不要跑在神的面前面即是不要仲跑得快过神。
And never to rely on my own strength.
同埋呢不要去依靠自己的力量。
Thank you.
多谢大家。
Should I close it?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, I think many might be quite curious, like, you know, out of all the prestigious universities around the world, and we know you can probably go somewhere as well, like, what makes you, yeah, choose to come to this part of the world?
Ah, okay.
咁我用中文講講。咁既然即係 Beverly 姊妹分享咗經歷，我相信我哋大家應該都有個疑問好奇啦，嗬。咁其實 Beverly 姊妹大家都已經感覺到應該學霸嚟㗎啦。咁佢係咯，佢可以去全球咁多唔同嘅知名嘅大學，點解佢會揀咗嚟英國呢一個地方呢？
嗯， The process of choosing, so it began in my third year of university.
咁其實咧要去選擇大學咧，係我喺大學第三年嗰時開始嘅。
That was after I've been in Switzerland for 6 months.
咁嗰時咧我就本來已經喺瑞士六個月噶啦。
And I actually wanted to stay in Switzerland for PhD.
咁其實我本來原計劃係想繼續留喺瑞士做我嘅博士，繼續讀博士啦。
But I realized they require a master's and it takes another 2 years.
咁喺當地咧就需要首先有碩士學位，咁就要需要額外兩年時間。
So I was not looking forward to pay for education another 2 years.
咁當然我就唔想再花錢又再去讀多兩年啦。
So I narrowed down to either US or UK.
咁所以當時咧我就將佢嗰個範圍收集到一係美國一係英國。
So of course I know in UK there's the Liverpool Church, so that was my main priority.
咁當時我就知道英國咧有我哋嘅利物浦教會，咁所以當時依個亦都係我嘅首要嗰個優先考慮咯。
And another reason is as I was applying, I look at the US, there's things to pay, so many things to do.
咁當然啦，另外都有一啲原因就係當我睇美國嗰邊咧，話其實好似有好多額外嘅消費，有好多唔同嘅步驟。
And my parents were also not very keen on me going to US because of the gun laws, drug laws.
咁但係當然同埋加埋我父母都唔係特別想我去美國，因為大家都聽到成日有嗰啲槍擊案啊咁樣啦，同埋佢哋嗰啲嘅對槍械一啲嘅法律嘅安排咁樣。
So that narrowed down to the UK.
咁所以咧就幫我真係收集到係嚟英國啦。
Yeah, what is interesting is that I realized, in 2022 when I came to Cambridge for one day.
咁但係我睇翻好特別就喺2022年嘅時候咧，我曾經去過劍橋一日。
I came to visit a friend.
咁我當時係去探訪一位朋友
，and I had COVID at that time。
咁跟住我就得咗新冠
，but I insisted on coming。
但我當時仲堅持都繼續去喎
，and I saw a rainbow。
但我當時就見到一條彩虹
，so I actually didn't remember about that until I came to Cambridge now。
我其實本來已經忘記咗呢件事啦，直到我今次真係再嚟到劍橋咯，我先諗翻起。
And then I felt that oh。Maybe this is the full story。
咁我當時就睇翻拼圖咁樣就可能呢個真係嗰個全個圖畫啦。
Yeah, but as I've mentioned, this is only the start of the story. There's still a lot to go on.
咁但係當然啦，好似我所分享啦，呢個都只不過係故事嘅起頭，其實仲有好多嘅嘢會繼續發生啦。
Yeah, so pray for God's strength every step of the way.
咁所以咧喺每一步咧，我都真係要禱告去祈求神嘅力量。Thank you for your sharing.
No,
thank you,
Beverly. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, so I believe we can all relate to bits and pieces that Beverly has shared with us, no matter what, regardless of your age. 咁我相信無論你嘅年齡係幾大咯，我相信其實 Beverly 姊妹頭先分享嘅內容都總有一啲係我哋可以去認同啊、感受或者經歷過嘅。And it's quite funny because when Beverly first joined us over Zoom for our Bible study during the pandemic, yeah, when you were in Switzerland, 咁其實都幾搞笑嘅，即係幾得意嘅，因為喺 Beverly 我哋早喺疫情嘅時候就有一個線上查經組啦，咁當時佢喺瑞士都有參加嘅。And my dad was also here for a couple of times. 咁我爹哋即係Johnny 牧師咁都有一段時間有參加。And I think only after a short time, Beverly shared something, and then my dad already said, "You and Grace were really alike in your character and things." 佢就我爸爸就已經發現咧 ，Beverly 嘅性格同我以前真係好似咯，好多方面。So that is quite interesting, even though I'm much older than her. Like I can, yeah, see myself like in her sharing. And I think what we can both testify is that yes, like the.When we started on this journey, it's really the beginning, and then there are so many temptations around us, but yeah, let's fear not, as long as we don't insist on our way. If we look to God, really want to do His will, He really is a gracious God, and He helps us to grow and mature. 咁我諗我哋兩個都可以見證去分享就係，確實咯，我哋同神嘅關係咧，即係受浸只不過起步，之後漫漫長路真係佈滿咗好多嘅陷阱，好多嘅試探啦。特別年青人係咪？但係咧最緊要就係我哋唔好去固執，唔好堅持己見。我哋真係願意去學慕神咧，其實神係好恩慈咯，佢真係會幫我哋去成長成熟。So, yeah, we praise God for His work in Beverly, and it's really refreshing and encouraging to see someone who grew up in church.Who didn't end up feeling, oh, I don't want to have church anymore. You know, it could happen. You know, we do see some cases like that. But rather, she herself actually connected with God and still continues to learn to connect with Him on a daily basis. 咁我諗好感恩嘅地方就係、是。 即係 Beverly 係一個例子俾我哋鼓勵啦。有時從細喺教會成長嘅孩子，可能係去咗另一個極端，佢可能唔想再翻教會啦，即係覺得啊厭倦啦，夠啦。但係喺佢嘅情況，反而佢自己被吸引，佢自己經歷到神嘅時候，佢真係同神相遇連接，然後每一日都學習去同神去。繼續去連接咯。So I think that would give us, especially the parents and Sunday school teachers, hope. 咁希望都俾到我哋當中嘅父母同埋主日學老師一份盼望啦。Don't give up. You never know when these siblings are going to finally, you know, grow, sprout and bear fruit. 咁我哋培育嘅呢啲幼苗咧，可能未必即刻見到嘅效果，但係希望係咯。原來我哋唔知某一日佢真係成長啦，開始茁壯，開始結果子。So how about we commit our time together in prayer and we'll close after a moment of quietness. 那我們一起安靜禱告結束吧。Our dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh our God, 我們親愛的天父 Yahweh 我們的神 how grateful we are that we are people who get to hear the good news and have the opportunity to respond.我哋真係好感恩啦！我哋係一班有機會聽到福音，而且仲有機會去回應嘅人。Yeah, we know that if we are honest and if we are willing to take the time to recount all the things that happen in our life, 我哋知道如果我哋係願意坦誠、誠實去面對自己，亦都去願意花時間去數算回望嘅時候。Well, you know, there are so many instances where we could see your hand moving in our lives. 我哋真係睇到其實係人生中有幾多嘅片段咧，係神你嘅手真係去工作喺我哋生命裏面。Just as Beverly shared, you're almost like this lover who pursues us relentlessly. 好似 Beverly 用嘅例子都好形象啦，佢好似啊，即係一個戀人，佢幾狂熱咁又一路追求我哋，啊，真係唔願意去放棄我哋。But Father, we pray that yeah, we will not be those who just ignore you and who break your heart. 我哋都希望我哋唔好成为嗰啲啊，只系不断拒绝你、唔理你、啊忽略你，然后去伤你心嘅人。We know that we are unworthy. 其实我哋知道我哋系唔配嘅。Because you've got such high hopes and calling for us. 因为你对我哋系有几咁崇高嘅呼召同埋盼望。So we pray that yeah, we will be willing to humbly walk with you each day.希望我哋都願意啦，謙卑嘅每一日同你同行。Because there are so many people out there who live without purpose, who are living in grief, in pain. 因為其實世界有好多嘅人咧，佢哋每一日真係毫無目標咁生活，亦都可能活喺痛苦絕望裡面。We pray that we may be raised up as your people, your church to shine in this dark world. 希望我哋真係被你去興起成為你嘅子民，喺呢個黑暗嘅世代，好似明光一樣。And help us be a channel of your peace. 亦都希望我哋成為你平安嘅渠道，平安之子。So Father, yeah, please bless everyone here today. Pray that you'll continue to speak to their hearts. 希望你都祝福今日喺度嘅每一位，繼續向佢心裏說話。And at this time, we especially want to continue to pray for Pastor Lucy, who's just lost her beloved husband. 我哋都想特別喺呢個時間再一次為到Lucy 牧師啦去禱告，因為佢啱啱丈夫先至係咧離世。But we know that Uncle Gaso is in the best place now, that he is in your bosom. 我哋知道其實Gaso叔叔而家係喺最美好嘅地方，佢已經被天父接去喺你懷裡面安息。We know that whether it's Pastor Lucy or Lyndon, his mom, his family, it's always a hard time filled with mixed emotions as we deal with the loss of our loved ones. 我哋知道其實無論係 Lucy 牧師啦、Lyndon 弟兄佢嘅屋企人、佢媽媽、佢嘅兄弟姐妹啊，喺呢段時間都係好困難嘅，因為內心一定係百感交集，有好多唔同嘅情緒情感啊，因為最愛嘅親人啱啱離去。But we thank you that we are not left without hope. We know that, yeah, you do care and you will continue to give us the strength to live on. 我哋知道你冇令我哋咧係冇盼望咁要去好似死捱，而係咧你係會帶領我哋有力量去繼續去過每一日。Yeah, so we pray that you'll be especially close to each of them. 都希望你都特別與佢哋同在。Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. 多謝你聽我哋嘅禱告。And may you be glorified in our midst. 原来在我们当中被荣耀。阿门。